Collier County Sheriff's Office confirmed the shooting as an isolated incident. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising before the opening bell this hour for the Dow and the Nasdaq, which closed at a record high Friday. Scottie Scheffler won golf's Open Championship in Northern Ireland. It's his second major title this year, the fourth of his career. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Good morning, 8:05 at News Radio 92.3. It's 82 already. We've got a heat index at 98 degrees this morning. Starting out, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. Stop semi truck. This is in the right-hand north lane of westbound 98. This is around Country Club Road across from Vinoy's in Tiger Point. Now, it is backed up in both directions on 98 in that east and west, both of Garcon slash Avalon, that turn off. Because of all the road construction, you're going to find road construction everywhere as you're on 29 getting on to exit 10A. There's road construction there. Your usual areas of that. Those are the only slowdowns I'm seeing right now. If you see one or see an accident, text us 437-1620. I am Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thank you, Candy. Fairhope woman fighting for her life in the hospital after being shot multiple times on Saturday. Kate Schott was reportedly shot at her apartment by a former coworker who broke in. She's already undergone multiple surgeries now at a hospital in Mobile. The shooter was found the next day with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Santa Rosa County deputies arrested a man for fleeing in a stolen vehicle Friday. 31-year-old Kyler Robert Jordan was arrested. Officials say he ran from deputies Friday. He's charged with grand theft auto, fleeing and eluding, driving with a suspended license, and obstruction. Deputies say he also had active warrants from Kosciuszko, Mississippi, and Glades County, Florida. Now, last week, the EPA announced they were closing down their Office of Research and Development, but they are reportedly keeping the labs open. That includes the Gulf Ecosystem Measurement and Modeling Division lab on Pensacola Beach, which has about 100 employees and a $9.3 million payroll. The EPA plans to replace the Office of Research and Development with the Office of Applied Science. It's an effort to save the agency around $700 million. Governor Ron DeSantis doesn't appear, at least right now, to be considering another run for the White House. He was on Fox yesterday where he was asked about running for president in 2028, and he said he's not thinking that far ahead. 8:07, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We do have a small 20% chance of a stray shower today. Otherwise, feeling hot, mostly sunny skies, high near 93. Temperatures will feel closer to 110 with the heat index. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. Going into Tuesday, 30% chance of a stray shower, high near 94. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
85 right now in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, 84 in Milton. Your next news at 8:30 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It's Monday, so we're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good to have you. So you guys had a pretty scary thing happen yesterday. Is that right?
Yeah, last night, as a matter of fact, we had a idiot out on Navarre Beach try to abduct a girl, and we got in a pursuit with him, chased him all the way up to Yellow River Bridge where he crashed. And then, like most criminals who are stupid, he gets out and decides he wants to fight with four or five deputies, and he ends up getting tased and taken into custody. And he's now a current resident of the Milton Hilton.
What does he? Does he? By the way, Candy's here. She says hi. Can you hear her?
I can hear. Hey, Candy.
Is there a bond amount set for him yet? Do you know, or does that have to be this morning?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be at first appearance. So.
Okay. You say he tried to. He did not succeed in actually kidnapping the girl.
Correct. It was a 9 or 10 year old girl, and that's what basically got us out. You know, to start looking for this guy. And once they found him, he took off at high speed. And once you try to abduct a kid, you know, we're going to chase you till wheels fall off, and then make sure you end up in jail. So. And that's basically what happened. He lost control of his vehicle right there at Dead Man's Curve, is what we call it, right before the Yellow River Bridge on 87, flipped it, and then, like I said, got out and wanted to fight.
Wow. So the girl, I mean, what was the scenario? Was it on a street or on the beach, or like how did, like what actually happened? Because it's helpful to teach parents when the threat arises. It's also helpful for kids to know what they need to do, right?
Right. And I don't know the exact, I'm still driving into the office. I'm going to read the report when I get in, but I would just say this, you know, and I know everybody goes to the beach to have a good time, and I would love for everybody to have a good time, but you have to watch your kids very closely because we live in a very safe county, but not everybody lives here. We have transients that come through, and, you know, they're capable of some pretty bad things.
Man.
So just pay attention to your kids.
Man, and I know that's the kind of thing where you swarm to him, you find him, you chase him, you get him, it's something you kind of raise a question. I don't know that you and I have talked about this. I talk about chase policy a lot with Sheriff Simmons.
Yeah.
But you know, the policy in Escambia had been previously to avoid chasing, but then we started to have these drive-bys that were all being done by stolen cars, and so they decided to, you know, instead have a policy that a stolen car, they would definitely engage a chase because that's to cut down on the use of them in other criminal activity. I don't know what your policy is in the county and if it has enhanced or changed in the last year.
No, it hadn't been changed. It's still a forcible felony, you know, and that's another thing that this guy did once the chase initiated. He rammed one of our patrol cars. I forgot to tell you that part.
Okay.
And then tried to ram some other ones. So once the felony's been committed, you know, they can chase. And, you know, we don't want to put people's lives in jeopardy for a tag light being out or something. There's several agencies in Florida who have a pursuit policy of if he runs, you pursue.
Okay.
And, you know, we don't want to end up killing somebody because he got a tag light out or something. So it has to be something pretty substantial for us to get involved in a high-speed chase, because not only does it put the dirtbag's life in jeopardy, but it puts my deputy's lives in jeopardy and the general public. I mean, you're just driving along going to Walmart. Next thing you know, some idiot runs into you doing 100 miles an hour. That's a bad day.
Right, right. I thought that it was pretty standard that law enforcement agencies had, you know, in the old days, you think they chased everybody, and then that had changed over time. So you're telling me there are other agencies in Florida that will chase on everything, which is...
Yeah.
That's news to me. Interesting.
Yeah, I believe one of them is Florida Highway Patrol.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yep, they sure will.
I wanted to ask you, this is just I'm kind of just curious how this works, because I'll just say it for what other people might think. The world smells like marijuana today. And we don't even have legal, like just recreational. It's kind of my wife and I were, you know, walking the other day, and you know, we smelled a really, really pungent, disgusting smell of somebody in their car getting high, using their medicine. And it occurred to me, I thought, you know, it used to be you'd pull somebody over and that was probable cause. And you and I have talked about how the canines that would all alert on marijuana, they could not be used anymore because that's no longer probable cause. And you've had to have canines that learn to alert only on hard drugs. But as an officer, I assume it's the same rule. Like if you, it could reek of marijuana and that is not probable cause, right? You have to show a behavior or something.
Yeah, I mean, it still can be used as probable cause if you engage with the person correctly. Because first question, when you smell marijuana in a car now, used to, yeah, you just pull them out, you'd search the car, and that'd be that. Well, now the first question the officer asks is, do you have a medical marijuana card?
Oh, you are allowed to ask?
Oh, yeah, you can ask.
Interesting.
You can ask. And yeah, and then it's up to them to provide it to you. If they do not provide it to you, then that may be used as probable cause, because that means they're possessing it illegally because they don't have a medical card. So, and I would say to people out there who do have the medical card, carry it just like a concealed weapons permit or just like your driver's license, because if you've got dope in your car and you get stopped and you don't have that card yet, you can go to jail.
Interesting. It makes sense to do it as a, you know, a proof of legality, but I'd not thought about it as how if you're, you know, carrying concealed and you don't have your ID, or if you're, I mean, not now in Florida, but previously, but certainly, you know, carrying weed and you don't have a license, that can be, you know, that can actually be a problem for you. We're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, hang on for just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Okay, and this is brought to you by the good folks from Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For more info on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. That's K-N-O-X. Knox knocks them out. We are still seeing a slowdown backed up in both directions, and not a hard backup, but slow on Highway 98 and Tiger Point, both east and west of Garcon / Avalon. That is due to construction. Watch for your areas at construction. And if you see a slowdown or accident, 437-1620. I'm Candy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah. Back to Bob Johnson, Sheriff Santa Rosa County. The dogs, by the way, the canines are all now only on hard drugs. They don't alert on marijuana anymore. Is that right?
Yeah, the only we have one dog that alerts on marijuana, or two dogs actually, that still get trained on marijuana. One's in the school system and the other's in the jail.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, obviously in situations where they can't have it. Okay.
Right.
Last thing is Stuff the Buses Thursday, something that you guys participate in every year, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What a great cause. You know, it's getting to be school time again, and I know the kids aren't wanting to go back to school, but I'm sure parents are wanting them to, probably. That's the way it used to be around my house. It's like, please, please, school, get back in session, please, please.
The countdown clock for kids is till the end of the semester. The countdown clock for parents is to the end of summer. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure,
but I urge anybody, you know, that wants to donate, that that's a great cause. And we participate every year. And hopefully they'll have a big year this time, too.
Absolutely. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Sheriff, as always, thank you so much for the time. We look forward to talking to you again next week. I appreciate it.
Sounds good. Take care.
8:17 here. Sorry, 8:18 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. When you got to get a roof replaced, I mean, nobody wants to, but you know, you do want to be able to have, you know, house insurance, and you do want to be able to have safety in a storm and all of that kind of stuff. Obviously, so roofs do wear out; they do not last forever. Quality Roofing Solutions is a great place to go. You know, when I was first thinking about having them as an advertiser, I asked my wife, "Do you know anything about them?" And she's like, "You know, on Nextdoor," which she's not a heavy Nextdoor user, but she's on there occasionally, whatever, she says, every periodically there's a question comes up, what are the good local roofing companies? They are always on this list. And they rate a 4.9 on Google, which is, I mean, unheard of high. 4.9. I mean, nobody gets a 4.9. Well, Quality Roofing Solutions, they have a 4.9 with about 1,000 reviews. Brian Ward, the owner, founded them in 2006. I got to meet him the other day and talk with them and think about how they do things. Like, for example, they, after Sally, they were having trouble getting supplies. So they said, well, you know, we want to be prepared if that ever happens again, so let's just have a warehouse, so they don't depend on the supply chain in an emergency when people really, really need them. Efficiency in distribution of the individual pieces and parts for their roofing projects. They have vans that drive around town that are kind of like the intermediary between the warehouse and the workers. Everything scans in or out with a, you know, a code, so they know exactly what gets used on every single job, so the prices are exactly right. Then there's a online, there's a database with all the photos. They take lots of photos. So you have a record of the work done before and after. You can prove it when you're getting insurance. You can also prove it if you ever have to make a claim. I mean, there's like dozens of little things that they just do right. So if you need a roof or you're not sure if you need one, also, by the way, they will warranty their roofs for the lifespan. So that's pretty good. QualityRoofingSolutions.com online or check them out at 777-0961.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
And we build it.
Yes, we can.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go?
This is something that we just saw yesterday, but something for us to all be proud of is the city of Pensacola was listed as one of the top 25 cities on the rise in the United States by LinkedIn. That has lots of trackable data of which to measure that. And what I like about it most is it really reinforces conversation that all of us have had, at least in my time here, about trying to just build a great place that people want to live.
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic news to be in the top 25 great cities to live in. Of course, it's a bit of a mixed distinction since it's LinkedIn. It's the and that still exists social media site, you know. But no, that's great. Weird. Of course, it's a
recognition. It's easy to stalk people on it.
Yeah, that's right. or so I've heard.
Oh, look anyway, who lost their job.
Oh, I had a, you know, Truth Social has been in the news because President Trump has been posting on there about the Epstein stuff and about the, you know, the Washington Redskins. Sorry, don't call them Redskins, the Commanders, and the Cleveland Indians. Sorry, don't call them the Indians, call them the Guardians, and wanting to get their names changed back and all of that. I actually went to Truth Social this morning because I wanted to read one of his posts, which I don't routinely go, but I did, and it wouldn't let me access it unless I had an account. So I had to make an account, so now I'm part of the inflated numbers of the members because you can't access it any other way. You know, most of the other social media sites, they kind of push you to get in, but you can still view content without being a member. So now I have an account. Yay for me. And then I couldn't just have an account. It had to go by your phone. I can't use it for the email, apparently, which is extra annoying. And then as soon as I was in, it made me follow so many accounts. It had a minimum of 5, and it wanted me to follow like 90. Here's your news accounts. You should follow all of these conservative commentators. I'm like, no. No, I'm not participating in inflating the numbers of all of these egomaniacs. So I don't know, my theory about truth. By the way, it's brilliant. It's brilliant to force you to follow accounts to inflate the numbers, but it's also inflating the numbers, which does seem to run contrary to the truth part of the Truth Social anyway. So
they got a good marketing
team. It's a good marketing strategy for sure. Hey, everybody, if you want access to our free service, then you're going to have to become a member and you're going to have to like a few accounts. I mean, it's smart. I just found it annoying. 8:24 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
So this officially makes you a Truth or no?
No.
Yeah.
Right? Don't say
yeah.
that. Yeah. No, please don't say that.
Truth or Andrew. You want me to write a jingle?
Go
yes,
on, David. Go
please.
On.
The number yes. of people missing after the flooding in Texas has dropped dramatically, now down to just 3. The list of people missing included 160 names at one point, but most of them have now been found and confirmed to be safe. At least 135 people were killed, though, in the 4th of July weekend flooding there in Texas. The brother of late NFL star and Army Ranger Pat Tillman is facing charges after apparently crashing his car into a San Jose, California post office. Postal Service officials say Richard Tillman drove into the post office at Almaden Valley on Sunday morning. That caused an explosion that caused the post office to go up in flames there. Authorities believe he drove into the post office intentionally, but they have not said why. And, well, here's a story that I just saw on Fox News. Apparently, a naked man in New York City stole a dinghy and took a ride on
a
dinghy. He stole a dinghy.
This is the preferred professional terminology for this particular apparatus.
I have a joke.
Small inflatable raft.
A small inflatable boat.
Yeah, sure. A small inflatable boat.
We were absolutely not thinking of anything else. Go on.
Yeah, some people like to ride dinghies on the Hudson River.
Stop it.
Some of us do.
Stop it.
The man was apparently arrested when he tried to hijack an anchored boat. Fox posted an image of him in his birthday suit being led away by police officers. And you may find this one hard to believe, but officials do say they believe drugs were involved.
Get out. Yeah. Stop it. Can't be true. All right. You need a better anchor. Let's see. Candy's got traffic on the fives. Candy.
I forgot I started the Myrtle Grovers. They could definitely work up a Truth or Andrew jingle. That is right. Thank you, Don. You are my first member. What? Oh, you want traffic?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should pay attention.
You're too busy being distracted by dinghy jokes.
Trying to make jokes. The only thing that I'm seeing is construction. There's areas of construction, as you know, all over, the area, including both directions. It's backed up on Highway 98 in Tiger Point, east and west of the Garcon Avalon turn off there. So if you see a slowdown or an accident, text us 437-1620. I'm Candy with traffic on the fives. Back
Thanks
to you,
so
all.
Much, Candy. Yes. Somebody texts in, I'm glad you have True Social, so I don't have to. That's funny. Oh,
I got to catch up with T. It looks like
several people here text me that they are actually. Somebody says specifically, "I'm so glad you brought up the idea of the smell or brought that up because thank you so much for bringing up the marijuana issue. The situation's getting out of control. Florida starting
to smell
stink.
It everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere.
And
everybody.
It is rank."
It is
I mean,
gross.
It is,
yeah.
Yes, it is like the worst BO somebody can have.
They are not sending them their best marijuana. it smells awful.
As a non-marijuana smoker, user, whatever, and I have tried it like 3 times, 4 times in my whole life. Like when we were in Amsterdam, you know, hey, when it's legal to try it.
Yeah.
I hated it. Oh. I didn't like how it made me feel.
Well,
it made me feel icky
kind.
And weird and seasick on land. I just didn't like it, so I don't get it.
Democratic.
Yeah, that's right. Suddenly I started to like blue things and liberals. Anyway.
That's right. Everybody should eat.
But what I've never understood about this is people who smoke marijuana stink of it all the
time.
And yes, it's in your hair, it's on your clothes, and I'm always amazed that, can you not smell it? I mean, smokers the same thing.
Oh, yeah, sure. You smell cigarettes on people, sure.
Stink like the smoke. And I'm always thinking, do you not know? This is, and they don't. You know, I guess they don't.
It's like people from Germany. Why do you not? How do you just wake up and smell like that?
So, yeah, somebody texts in, do I not have a right to, you know, walk around in air that doesn't smell like BO? I mean, that's also, I can't really argue with you. It's so potent.
But it is. It's everywhere. It's bizarre.
Because when like DeSantis used to make that kind of crack, is we don't want to become the land that stinks like marijuana.
No,
the way
but it
Colorado
does. It smells
is.
Like Bonnaroo downtown. It's bizarre.
When we were in Chicago for the DNC, you're walking past these houses, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And you know, I'm sure. Well, Andrew, that's the price of freedom, is it? It's medicine, man. Anyway, somebody says, I would rather smell BO.
I know, funny. Right? But you do. Well, it's bizarre.
Somebody says, let's see, why can't they engineer a better smelling marijuana? Hey,
they've got like like 20 different little brands of different kinds.
Why can't Pineapple Express be like Pineapple,
which is a kind,
refresher or something, you know, instead? I don't, you know, then you don't have, you know, anti-marijuana jerks like Andrew on the radio complaining about your stinky stuff. 8:29 on News Radio 92.3. I'm not pressed.
You were a blast in college. Here comes Andrew. Slam. No, we're not home.
I can tell you stories, but I will not right now.
Yeah, good.
Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, one that hopefully you'll drive not under the influence of marijuana, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. Cars that are a year, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition. Cars that you can count on. Like, they're going to warranty it to 100,000 miles or 10 years because they're only going to sell good quality A cars. But that's what they say. They go looking at auctions for A cars, you know, A quality rated, like ABCDA. And so, you know, easy to work with, easy to test a bunch of different cars, no pressure. And, you know, if you buy one, you buy one, great. If you want them to look for one, they can look for one, great. If you have one to sell, they always need cars, 300 cars. They're selling them all the time. They need cars. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway.
News, I'm Therese Crowley. The U.S. economy regaining its swagger. That's the headline from the Wall Street Journal. With President Trump marking the wins in his first 6 months in Congress with trade deals and no inflation from tariffs, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick.
The next 2 weeks are going to be weeks for the record books. President Trump is going to deliver for the American people.
Tell CBS he'll be announcing big trade deals before the August 1st tariff deadline. Harvard versus Trump in federal court in Boston, claiming $3 billion in federal funding was unfairly frozen over failing to address anti-Semitism. Police on New York's Long Island investigating the death of a man pulled into an MRI machine. The 61-year-old was wearing a large metallic chain when he entered the facility MRI room with a scan in progress. His widow says he suffered several heart attacks. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, we've got a very warm start to our morning. It's already 86 degrees. We've got clear skies and a heat index already topping triple digits at 105 degrees right now. A Fairhope woman fighting for her life in the hospital after being shot multiple times on Saturday. Kate Schott, that's her name. She was reportedly shot at her apartment by a former coworker who broke into the apartment. She's already undergone multiple surgeries after being airlifted to a hospital in Mobile. The shooter was found the next day with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Santa Rosa County deputies arrested a man on Friday for fleeing in a stolen vehicle. 31-year-old Kyler Jordan was arrested open. That includes their Pensacola Beach Golf Ecosystem Measurement and Modeling Division Lab. There's about 100 people that work out there. The EPA does plan to replace the Office of Research and Development with the Office of Applied Science and Environmental Solution. And they say that the change could help them save around $750 million. A camper fire shut down Highway 189 in Okaloosa County over the weekend. Officials say a fifth-wheel camper caught on fire as it was being towed down the highway. The owner was able to quickly unhook his truck and get away. Right now, there's no word on what caused the fire, and there's no word on any injuries caused by it. Pensacola has been recognized by LinkedIn as one of the fastest-growing metro areas in the U.S., ranking 25th on the site's Cities on the Rise list. The site used its own data to compile the list. They say that was based on increases in hiring, job creation, and professional migration. Pensacola is the only city in Florida that made the list, which did filter out areas that had more than 2 million LinkedIn members, so it excluded larger areas like Tampa, Orlando, or Miami. City officials do say Pensacola is in demand with affordable living and job opportunities in multiple industries. Well, it is getting closer and closer back to school now in just a few weeks, and Escambia County Public Schools and the United Way of West Florida teaming up for the Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive this week. Thousands of local students, they say, tend to head back to school unprepared without the proper supplies each year, and the district says a lot of times teachers are even spending hundreds of dollars out of their pockets to fill in the gaps. Well, Stuff the Bus aims to make sure every child has what they need to get back to class. 5 area Walmart locations are set for donations. That includes the Walmarts on Mobile Highway, Creighton Road, Blue Angel Parkway, Pea Ridge, and Tiger Point. And if you need a list of the school supplies needed, just check out uwwf.org/STB. Cash donations are also accepted, and the drive itself, the stuff, the bus drive, is happening this coming Thursday. It is 8:35 right now. News Radio 92.3. Candy has our traffic on the fives.
I do. It's brought to you by Rapid Radios and their instant push to talk wonky talkies with nationwide LTE coverage. For a limited time, get 60% off and free UPS shipping at rapidradios.com. You can use code radio for an extra 5% off. Now, we are watching the same area of mentioning before, both directions, Highway 98, this is in Tiger Point, east and west of the Garcon turnoff there. It's road construction, and that's what I'm seeing a lot this morning. A lot of it is road construction. Use caution wherever you are if you see a slowdown or an accident. Text us, 437-1620. I'm Candy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Candy. And now our forecast with Brooke Richardson and Channel 3.
We do have a small 20% chance of a stray shower today. Otherwise, feeling hot, mostly sunny skies, high near 93. Temperatures will feel closer to 110 with the heat index. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. Going into Tuesday, 30% chance of a stray shower, high near 94. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 77. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Again, it's a warm one right now, 86 degrees and clear skies. We've got a heat index topping 105 degrees already this morning. And your money now. Markets are up at the opening bell today. The Dow's up 66 points at 44,408.5. S&P up 17.5 points at 63,14.59. And the NASDAQ up 89.5 points at 29.85. Looking at our 10-year bond rate, down just a bit at 4.38% this morning. Gold price is up 36.80 at 33.95.10. Silver up 48 cents at 38.95. And looking at the crypto market this morning, Bitcoin up by about 35 bucks this morning at 118,469. Ethereum's up 35 bucks as well, 3,800. We've got Solana up 10 bucks at 192.30. Dogecoin down, big surprise there. It's at 27 cents this morning. XRP down by a penny at 3.55. Taking a look at a few of our financial headlines for today. Players in Saturday night's WNBA All-Star Game are demanding higher pay. The basketball players wore T-shirts during their warm-ups with the message, quote, pay us what you owe us. The move comes as players are in a collective bargaining agreement talks. They argue that the league is making more money through the new $2.2 billion rights deal and the $250 million expansion fee that teams have to pay to get into the league. Alaska Airlines has resumed operations after requesting a ground stop yesterday for all flights over an IT outage.
They were like, oh, there's going to be a slight delay. We're checking out. There's like something wrong. And we were about on the plane for like 2 hours. Everyone was really nice about it, but it was like 2 hours. And then they said, hey, it's just not going to happen tonight.
One of many passengers that were affected by that. And we've got a few reports coming up here in the week ahead. Coming up in the week ahead, all eyes will be on Fed Chair Jerome Powell when he delivers remarks at a D.C. banking conference on Tuesday. Powell, of course, has recently fallen out of favor with President Trump over not lowering interest rates. Markets have been keeping a close eye on that situation. One more story here. Data tech company Astronomer says its CEO has now resigned after being caught on a kiss cam at the recent Coldplay concert in Massachusetts. In a post on social media over the weekend, the company said Andy Byron has now tendered his resignation. The board of directors has accepted. 6:39, your next news at 9 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. Three bold sandwiches and one happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar Pulled Pork Sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, it is National Junk Food Day, a day when we, it's the only day of the year when any of us eat junk food, right?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely.
The rest of the year, we do everything Michelle Obama tells us. You know, we eat kiwi and bananas and wheatgrass and barley.
Actually, Meg doesn't eat junk food. I'm constantly.
And tofu.
Stop. You every time because I'm like, hey, you want cookies? And you're like, no, I'm trying to be good.
I don't eat them in the morning. So the question of the day, 437-1620, what is your junk food of choice? What is your junk food? And by the way, I think junk food is kind of a, like, it's a amorphous category. Like, there's a lot of things in this category that people think a hot dog is junk food, and I'm just not, that just seems like food to me. And if you start including enough things, eventually you're just saying my whole diet, and I don't think that's right. So 437-1620, what is your junk food weakness, your junk food of preference, however you want to categorize it? I know you have many answers in this category, Candy.
I do, but my number one is a score bar.
Really?
You remember those? I shouldn't say remember. They're like toffee and chocolate.
Yeah.
And I bought one because it was on sale at Grocery Advantage or whatever.
I've ever had one of those.
I'll bring some in tomorrow. They're fantastic.
It looks like a Heath bar.
They're almost like a Heath bar. And I told my husband, like, oh my God, like, your taste change when you get older? I was like, I cannot get enough of these score bars. And the guy that shot Kennedy in the Book Tower or whatever. Or no, it was the Book Tower guy. Whatever. I don't know. They said that they found a bunch of score bar wrappers.
Oh. Interesting.
And I was like,
so that's your connection with him.
That is my husband's connection with score bars. And that's why, but those are my favorite.
So I
was bringing them in for the newsroom, but they ate them all.
Heath bar not and David. Like your sweet cream from Cold Stone is fantastic. That's my go-to, but that's a different topic for a different day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Meg, what's your...
Well, for me, there's sweets because there's chocolate.
Sure.
But then there's junk.
Yeah, junk food. Yeah, I'm with you. I think that like ice cream
and candy bars are kind of
outside the category.
Candy bars.
So way to break the question, Candy, with your name as an answer.
Of course. I'm wearing Super Troopers. Where they were smoking weed.
So, Meg, what do you got?
Well, my mind went to something like Ruffles potato chips, sour cream flavored.
Okay. All right.
Those are fantastic.
Ruffles is a whole separate category.
They're so good, though.
And they're so thick and hefty. What's that?
No candy bars, no chips.
Well, candy's
we're just
like
trying to exclude you. That's all. Trying to make you feel self-conscious.
No, we're not. No, we're not, because they're just in case nobody's noticed, there's two women on board this morning versus one guy.
And we finally
really
get to be on again together.
This. I know, Candy and I go
26
way back.
Years.
We've known each other.
This is the first time you've been on the air together?
I think so. Yeah, because you're at different stations.
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
I feel like I'm violating the universe's will.
You are. Well,
if you are. If it kept you apart for so long, who am I to bring the twain together?
Yeah, so why don't you shut up?
So, yeah, no, you're right, show. Though. Sour cream and cheddar ruffles are
those
fantastic.
Those are delicious. No, not sour cream. Sour cream.
Just regular sour cream.
Sour cream flavored ruffles.
All right. I will say this, that with ruffles, you either go plain with the French onion dip or you go sour cream on its own without the dip because the dip hides the flavor of the chip, right?
Because ruffles are different than the regular sour cream potato chips.
Well, right.
There's a whole. I'm a potato chip connoisseur.
I think
this is the hill.
This is where he's going to put down. This is my flag. I'm flying my freak flag right here.
You go, Meg. Yes.
I mean, there's a big difference between different chips and potato chips and baked.
That's true. 100%. And
you
ruffles
always
and lays.
Ruffles, or do you ever like slum it with some Pringles? What do you, you know?
I have been known to pick up a Pringle or two.
No, you did not. Nobody ever eats one or two Pringles.
But cans.
That's it. Half a sleeve.
What you pay for 2 bucks a can?
I love it when the Pringles can says, what does it say? Like 8 servings on the side. You're like, 8? It's 2. At best, it's 2. Half a sleeve is a full serving.
And it's not right that they're on sale all the time for $2 a can.
That's not on sale.
That's cheap, I think.
I am still stuck in the 2000s. I can't pay a buck fifty for Pringles.
God, dude. Oh my Andrew, God. If he was
it's
Catholic,
the only thing that keeps me from buying them all the time.
He would still have his communion money. This guy is cheap as hell. I love
communion
you.
Communion money.
The chips
I love
are almost
that.
$5 a
like
bag
Mary
now.
Hoxing.
All right, so Candy's got
so
traffic
expensive.
On the fives.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Where are we on those?
He's
Pringles?
Losing control.
That's right. Backed up in both directions on Highway 98 in Tiger Point, and that's east and west of the Garcon Avalon turnoff there, and that is road construction. A lot of road construction. That's what you want to watch out for, and if you see an accident or a slowdown, 437-1620, you can text Candy with traffic on the fives.
It's fun doing this with two women.
Yeah, baby.
What did I say? Just kidding. Yeah,
you fell into that, Meg.
Oh, I can't believe I said that.
That's
I can't believe you laughed
thing.
At that.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, she's
all
super
right,
polite.
I'm getting flushed now. All right. So takes a lot to embarrass me.
It does.
Okay. So I have a new one. I have a new junk food. Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Oh, gross.
No.
I can eat them and eat them and then want to eat them. I'm not quite. My boys are into the Takis.
Oh, okay.
They
all that stuff is too spicy for me.
Yeah, I'm not a hot.
I'm not a spicy person, but no. I do love.
Come on,
Cheetos.
That's white person
I love
hot.
Cheetos.
That's not even hot. That's
yeah,
just,
it's like
you
mayonnaise
know.
Hot. No, yeah. It's not though. Those are too.
You know, it's like when the white person says, hey, "Here's the chips. They're really hot." You know, when somebody's not white and they say they're hot. Yes, they certainly are.
Like all those
different
wing
palettes,
TV
right?
Shows and, yeah.
All right, 437-1620. Somebody just says chips. Mm-hmm. Well, we need more details. I need more details.
Yeah, get to that hard-hitting news, McKay.
Skinny popcorn?
Yes.
Yeah, you never had that?
It's so good.
Well, maybe. I don't know. What is it?
I love
it's
skinny
a brand?
Pop
skinny, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All
it's
right.
Delicious.
Skinny pop. Oh, Garrett. Caramel corn.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's like a
ridiculously
treat.
Ridiculously expensive. Great stuff from Chicago. I grew up on that, being a Chicago kid. White cheddar popcorn. Oh, that's interesting.
So delicious. Good. Smart food. Know
there
exactly
you go.
What they're talking about.
Yeah.
Takis are my weakness. I eat them with a steak.
Oh. TJ. I know her. She's wrong.
No.
Yes.
That's fine.
No, I love
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
But the jumbo ones now are the way to go.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Those king size ones are the bomb.
They're so good. Yeah. Because the Easter egg ones, they have more peanut butter in
them.
Mm-hmm. Those are really good.
Can I say this? I'm going to get in trouble for this probably, but like a Snickers bar,
yeah,
the small size is better than the big size. The big size is like, you have to work at it. The small size is easy.
Popping
I don't know.
Your mouth
I feel like
good.
It's it doesn't make my mouth feel good. Let's see, 437-1620 Cheetos, an orange stain on my life.
John Hutchinson is right. That's my second place. Yeah, I love John.
Don says he shoots, he scores with a K.
Oh, the core. Yeah. The
he's
scores bar. Those
good
are delicious. I'll bring some in.
I've never had one.
Your taste changes. You get older.
Let me give you a list of all the things I have definitely never eaten, Candy. So you can bring all of them in for me.
I'll just bring them in anyway. Mister, I'm dieting right now.
I would not consider
I'm
it junk.
Right
my
now.
Favorite junk food is Andrew's caramel corn. Oh.
You
yeah.
make caramel corn?
Oh, I do, yeah.
Well,
it's
I have
not
never
as
seen
good.
Anything.
Yeah, I did. We won awards with it one year
where
at Men
it?
Who Cook.
Where is it? I've never
bourbon,
seen it.
Bourbon, bacon.
Corn.
Yeah, because he doesn't make it for regular. Oh,
cayenne.
You did. Oh, my God. He
I brought
did
some
bring
of that in for you.
I apologize. He did bring some in.
And it was?
And they are good. Delicious. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was surprised.
For sweet M&M peanuts, for salty, great value smoky barbecue chips.
Cool.
Well, they're affordable, too. Cookout is junk food for college kids and potheads. Oh, no, Cookout is.
Do we have a Cookout
We just
yet?
Got one. It's just opened within the last week or two. Yeah, it's on 9 Mile. You leaving?
She's leaving.
All right.
Deuces.
Get the cheese bites and the, what do I get? Some spicy style there that's pretty good. And then, you know, get a shake. If you go to Cookout, how do you not get a shake?
Have you ever been to Cookout, Meg?
No.
Like 70 flavors of shakes.
You're a Georgia fan. How have you not been to Cookout?
Really? You never been to Cookout?
No.
Oh, we're going to have to take back your food commentator card. Is it? Okay, all right. Beef jerky with fried pickles and ranch dressing. What the?
Sounds like Kim's pregnant.
She says she's not. She says, no, I'm not pregnant. Somebody says, this is a broad category. I have to say French fries and milkshakes together. Oh, yeah, or a Frosty with the French fries.
Those are good.
The
those
only way to
really
eat Wendy's French fries. Let's see, French onion dip and Doritos. Oh, no, I've never tried that.
Ooh, yeah, it's hell good. Of a good. That's the name of the
thing. But I'd be,
the thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd be tempted to try that. Snickers is the perfect candy bar. That's true. Sour Haribo gummy bears. Mm-hmm. Let's see, Nutty Buddy bar from Little Debbie.
Yeah, the Nutty Buddies.
Okay, all right, fair enough. So lots of entries in the category, and we're making everybody nice. It's junk food day. No calories, no fat, no cholesterol. It's all good.
I still have
fine.
My tree up from last year, so I'm all set.
For last year's celebration.
I would.
You know what I can't stop eating? I can't buy them because I can't stop eating them.
What's that?
The ones you put in your fingers, like Freddy. Bugles.
The Bugles.
Gosh,
yeah.
I haven't thought of those in a while.
They're like bar snacks because the more you eat them, the saltier they are, the more you want to eat more and drink more. And it's,
Well, that's a whole nother. Now you're getting into cashews. Oh.
Wait, honey, are you still eating healthy or whatever?
No, me?
Apparently not.
I'm like, no, I tried to snack you like a couple of weeks ago or a month, and you were like, no.
Depends on the day.
All right.
Not today, junk food
tomorrow.
Day.
Yeah.
851 News Radio 92.3.
Going to celebrate late.
We're all doing this together.
You want me to go to a commercial?
Sure.
All right.
Bye. Every Subaru at Anderson Subaru is built with quality parts and precision engineering, so you can count on your Subaru to be with you for the long road ahead. And you can count on a great rate from Anderson Subaru to help you get there. With 0% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Solterra models, with 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Outback models, or 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Crosstrek models, and 3.9% APR for 48 months on 2025 Forester models. 0%, 1.9%, 2.9%, and 3.9%. Combined with legendary reliability and longevity, there's even more reason to love a Subaru. From Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you, Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Yeah, Yeah, so today is part two of Moon Landing Day. This is one of those things that it's one of those days that actually has 2 days, one of those events. Like, you know, Lincoln was shot on the 15th and died on the 16th, or shot on the 14th and died on the 5th, whatever it is. There's a lot of days like that. Titanic, you know, began sinking, finally sank, same kind of thing. Those are bad ones. But the moon landing is one of those ones that occurred across the day split, at least on its, you know, Greenwich Mean Time, or what they call UTC now. What I think we ought to call Earth time, and ought to just be the time for the whole planet, but that's a different subject. Yeah, today is the day when you actually had the first person walk on the moon. It happened at, what was the number? It was like 2:41 or something like that in the morning. Yeah, let me just look at it. Yeah,
I was actually conceived at this very moment. I mean, not right now, but like they were watching the moon landing and then they stopped. And they made me, and then they broke up, and then here I am.
So you're a moon landing baby.
I know.
All right.
Well, I remember watching this as a little girl, and I was just fascinated and glued, and it made me feel like that the possibilities in life were endless, that anything could happen. And the thing that I love the most is that they put a plaque that said, "We came in peace for all mankind." Mm. Wow. I thought that was like
That's
so
great.
Amazing.
That's so great. I know. Now look at us all in small market radio. Yeah.
But I just
medium.
I'm just
medium
kidding.
Market.
I'm just
joking.
I'm just joking, Meg.
Everyone watched this. It was on every TV everywhere.
Amazing.
It was the greatest thing that had ever happened. We put a man on the moon.
I remember when
this
I was watching
huge.
It for the very first time in school because they taught us about it as history.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like when it not like being there when it happened. I'm telling you, it was
yeah, Andrew's
greatest.
Being a
I'm trying to
jerk.
Be a meme, but I'm failing.
I'm not going there. This is one of my favorite all-time events of my life. Was
well,
this
and you
event.
Know, wasn't and Steve, who's our midday
Steve
and
Taylor? I was
Steve
just going to say he was
covered
live.
It. He was covering
yeah,
it,
he
right?
covered cool. it in Kissimmee and everything, and yeah. he brings it out every year.
That's
it's
amazing.
Awesome.
It's cool.
Yeah, it was brought to you by ECOA Bulk Waste Service. Is now call for pickup. You do it by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Don't just put the couch out there. Call ECUA and they're email them. They're just fantastic about it. Just areas of road construction. Certainly, if you see a slowdown or accident, text 437-1620. It's Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah. If you need to buy or sell a home or you just want advice, you know, sometimes you like... I'm kind of thinking about this. I feel like I don't know enough. Do I really want to get into the rental game? Do I want to have a long-term rental or a short-term rental or, you know, anything like that? Hey, call Christina Leavenworth and ask her. You know, call her and say, this is what we're thinking about. I don't feel like I know enough. I know Andrew raves about you and says you're fantastic, and she is. But give her a call, and she loves talking with people about real estate. Even if at the end of the conversation the right answer is maybe it's not the right time for you or maybe it won't make money for you the way you think it will, she just wants you to make a good decision. Because she knows that if she sets out to help people and consistently aims at that, then, you know, the money follows. And, you know, she certainly does a lot of real estate transactions. But if the best advice for you is a no, she'll tell you that. And then, you know, you do whatever you want. But she's a great source of information. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. Other things that happened this day, I mean, that's the big one. Obviously, the moon landing is the big one. The Scopes trial, it's 100 years since the Scopes trial today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, today was the guilty verdict. John T. Scopes found guilty of teaching evolution and fined $100. Of course, very inaccurately dramatized in one of my all-time favorite movies, but not a particularly accurate one historically, Inherit the Wind. Great movie, though.
Great
United
play.
States ratified NATO in 1949. I still can't believe it's 100 years. That's exactly 100 years today. So anyway,
are you still against teaching science? Or
I believe in teaching science. The question of what science is, which is a long conversation that we're not going to have today. Let's see. Oh, and you know those signs around the MRI machine that tell you not to wear the metal near?
Oh, my gosh. I heard about this guy.
They are a for real thing.
Yeah, that is sad.
So this is actually a really sad story. This is not a like, you know, ha-ha kind of thing. But
no.
Basically, this woman was in the MRI getting, you know, scanned, and she asked for her husband. And he apparently, and I don't get the detail here, but he wears a very large weight training chain around his neck, like very, very heavy. Like
never exercised,
know. I'm saying I don't know what this means, but a very heavy, like 20 pounds thing around his neck. Well, as soon as he got in the door, it grabbed him and yanked him into the machine and killed him.
Golly.
And they were
like
trying to, you know, like turn off the machine because
you
can't get him separated from the machine.
Oh, my
because
God.
Of,
that's
so,
a horror movie.
Really. But that's not the only time. This has happened before. We've had, unfortunately, a very young child killed when an oxygen tank flew in there. This was in 2001 in New York. In 2010, there was one where an employee, powerful forces on an object of iron grabbed her, and the wheelchair got flung across her. Like, it's when they say no metal,
yeah,
that is a no joke. Obey that warning. Don't take any metal into that room because it's horrifying. All right, well, Meg's up next with Pep Talk.
Woo-hoo!
Stay tuned.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
He just got a visit in the hospital.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.